look around at the life you've built, you've worked hard to build this life, the career, the family, the business or the role or whatever it is that you've been showing up for day after day for years. And instead of feeling proud, you feel quietly disconnected. Not ungrateful, not dramatic, just off. Like something that used to fit no longer does. And if that's where you are right now, I want you to know there is nothing wrong with you. You have simply outgrown your old definition of success. I'm Emily Rogers, and this channel is for capable women who are tired of carrying everything, and they're quietly wondering, when is it their turn? We have honest conversations here, no fluff, no motivational language that evaporates by morning, just what is actually true about navigating this season of life. And today, we're talking about success. No, success is not a dirty word. And what I really want you to know right now is that success is not static either. What success looks like for you at 32 is rarely what it means to you at 45, let alone 55. Most women are measuring themselves against a version of success they built for someone they used to be. The external markers are there, the title, the income, the tidy life, but that internal resonance, it's gone. From the outside, it might look like you've got it all, but inside, you are quietly dying. This gap between what looks right and what feels right is what brings most women to the crossroads. And those crossroads are very normal. You did not fail the life you built. You simply grew past it. The discomfort that you feel is not a sign that something is wrong. It is a signal that something is ready to shift. And that's because the version of success that you built in your 30s was not wrong. It was right for you then. You've simply become someone who needs something different now and going forward. In midlife, a quiet identity evolution is happening whether we acknowledge it or not. Our children grow. Our priorities shift. Our tolerance for certain things drops. I know you're with me there. But more importantly, I guess, our need for depth increases. But nobody told us to expect this. So when it happens, we assume there is something wrong with us. The woman who built her first chapter of success was a different version of you. Of course, the map she drew, it doesn't fit the territory you're standing in right now. We track our children through every stage and season of growth, but we have no equivalent map for ourselves. A significant portion of early career success is built around proving something to our parents, to our employers, to society, to ourselves. And once you've proven it, the motivation quietly evaporates and you are left wondering why you cannot make yourself care about the thing you work so hard for. This is not laziness. It's the completion of a chapter. The question is, what are you building now and for who? If you had seen me when I was living in Chongqing circa 2016, 2017, you would have assumed my life was rocking. We were living abroad. The girls were thriving. I was involved in the school, I was leading the parent community, I'd started a walking group, it grew to over 100 people. I was happy, I was genuinely happy. But I had this thing in my gut, something I knew was not quite right. I couldn't name it. I just knew that happy, because I was, but I knew it wasn't the whole story. That feeling is not ingratitude. It's not a midlife crisis. It's the earliest signal of outgrowth. And the worst thing you could do is silence it. Because if you built your success around proving something, the day you've proven it, the fuel runs out. And right now, you are not burnt out. You are just done proving. And they are very different problems. This is something I really want you to pay attention to. So if you're multitasking, please tune in with me right now. Success is measurable. Alignment is felt. You can objectively be successful and you can be completely misaligned at the same time. Most women in this position have been told they should feel grateful, but gratitude and alignment are not the same thing either. Okay, success and alignment, they are not the same thing. Gratitude and alignment, they're not the same thing. Alignment means what you do day to day reflects who you are becoming, not just who you were. The question is not, am I successful? The question needs to be, does this still fit? Because you do not need reinvention, you need realignment. Think of success as a ladder, and alignment is the direction. You can be very high on a ladder that's leaning against the wrong wall. It's not going to help you. That discomfort of outgrowing your old success, it's not a problem to fix, it's information to use. The first move is not to change everything. It is to name what no longer fits. You cannot navigate forward from a place that you have not honestly located. And this is what I call the locate phase of transition intelligence. Before you can move forward, you have to know where you actually are. Many women skip this because naming it feels like betraying the life they've worked for. But you can't build the next chapter from a starting point you don't acknowledge. Naming what no longer fits is not giving up, it's the beginning of everything. So here's what I want you to take away. Outgrowing your old definition of success is not failure, it is not ingratitude, it is not a midlife crisis. It is what happens when you are thinking, when you are growing, when you're evolving as a woman who has simply reached the natural end of a chapter. You are not lost. You are exactly where you are. You are at the beginning of your next thing. So the question to ask yourself is, what have I outgrown that I have not yet admitted to myself? What version are you still measuring of success? Are you still measuring yourself against that no longer fits who you are becoming? I'm not suggesting you can answer that straight away. I just want you to sit with that question. What have you outgrown that you have not yet admitted to yourself? Each week I write honestly about this. It's a letter, a real one, to the woman who is navigating exactly this kind of shift. I invite you to grab yourself a cup of tea and join me. Go to theleaptolead.com/newsletter and I'll put that link in the show notes.